In a world where everyone can be so judgmental, this podcast takes the time to analyze daily dilemmas and controversies and provide unbiased information and research to help you make sense of life's complicated issues. Dr. Nikki is a clinical neuropsychologist who integrates her knowledge of psychology, neuropsychology, and culture to process current events and cases in an empathic manner from various perspectives. If you are ready to become more open-minded, come be the critic on our couch.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Nikki, your host for Critic's Couch. And listen, I'm going to say something that's going to sound really bizarre coming from someone who has two master's degree and two doctorate degrees. Now, I'm not saying that to brag, okay? But the reason I am saying is those degrees, as much as I love my career, because I do, I love being a clinical psychologist, neuropsychologist, but it also left me with a hefty amount of student debt. Now, we all know that in, the upcoming week, Biden has to make a decision in terms of student loans in this country. Not supposedly, in the last 2 years, he has waived them. So a lot of people have taken advantage of that and not paid their student loans. And apparently, depending on the student loan they have, it wasn't incurring any interest. I was paying my student loans. I don't believe anything's going to change. I hate to say that. Or didn't think it was going to be something that was going to benefit me. So I've been paying it. But needless to say, a decision is supposed to come about pretty soon in terms of what's going to happen with student loans in this country. Is it going to resume? Are some people going to get $10,000 off their student loan? Are there going to be programs available, lowers interest rates? I don't know. I'm praying for a miracle. I consolidated my student loans decades ago. And the interest rate, unfortunately, was very high at the time. It was like 6%. For those of you who don't have student loans and you're very lucky, the problem with the student loans is that while you're paying, the majority is going to the interest and not necessarily to the principal. So it's not like the loans in terms of when you buy a home. It isn't. And so many people find themselves, let's say they take out a $30,000 loan and it literally will take them 10, 20 years to pay that off because the interest rate keeps on accruing and these payments that you're making are going more towards your interest rate first versus the principal. You know, the interesting part about all of this is that majority of college students, a good portion, do graduate with student loan debt. The average is supposedly $32,000. Mine is way more than that. I've been able to bring it down significantly, and I earn a good salary. I earn six figures. The average salary out of college, however, is, anybody know? $55,000. So, you know, if the average salary is $55,000 and you come off the bat with a $30,000, $40,000 debt, unfortunately, that's definitely going to have a huge impact in your ability to pay bills and just to function and live. As a result, you know, the admission rates to four-year colleges has decrease. More so, not so much the admission, the amount of people who are applying to colleges and university is decreasing. Dr. Sakia Akrili, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She's an Atlanta-based educator and author who wrote a book, Dump Your Degree, How to Repurpose Your Education, Control Your Career, and Gain Financial Freedom. Basically, she wrote a book and she's on a mission to let people know that four-year colleges are not the only path to success. And we're seeing more and more of that, right? So many people who have businesses, who offer services. Look at even influencers. I mean, you have people who are now influencers on Instagram and TikTok who are bringing in a significant amount of money. So we're realizing that college is not the only way to go. There's also vocational training schools, other routes that you're able to take. Now, on USA Today, not that long ago, an article was written in the personal finance section that says that college students expect to make over $100,000 after graduation, which, again, is completely unrealistic since the average is 55,000. So right there, that shows you that's a huge problem because students are going in with this false belief that they're going to graduate college with a 6-year degree. And that's a huge problem because it's completely unrealistic. Last month, a TikToker, this was in July, went viral claiming that she left her master's program because she couldn't afford to live on $350 a week anymore. So this particular TikToker, Indy Laez, posted a series of responses to her statement over stock photos of professors seemingly implying that the responses in the video came from faculty at her school. She mentioned that she couldn't go anymore because she, after paying for classes and everything else, she couldn't afford to live. One professor put in there, "Have you tried budgeting?" Another one said, "Oh, your parents aren't paying for it?" A third individual, and supposedly this is a professor, mentioned, "Why don't you just buy a car and move to the suburbs?" Finally, a last one says, "It sounds like you're not mature enough for grad school." She had 316,000 views. In the comment section, many people were kind of making comments of what the professors had said. One user wrote, "I had one teacher tell me I had to eat rice and beans, which besides sounding racially motivated, just made me confused." Other people commented, "I had a professor tell me to just follow the science and money will come." You know, the bottom line is the cost of education is also going up with the inflation that's happening in this country. So, you know, people are now, the younger generation, are now starting to kind of balance out. Should I go to college or not? Is it really worth it? Now, I also teach a career development course. I can tell you that we all know you shouldn't choose a career just based on money. But the problem that's happening now is that most people can't afford to go to college, so they have to take out student loans. And unfortunately, the money that they make is not enough to cover their living expenses, meaning mortgage, car, insurances, food, water, utility, and then also pay for their student loans. This can definitely create a huge discrepancy in young individuals who want to move ahead in life. And for many years, right, have been told, go to college, go to college, go to college. And now they're seeing, wait a minute, there's so many people that are in a lot of financial debt for going to college. And it's not like they're doing that great. And studies do show that individuals who have student loan debt do end up having some psychological stress because of it. One of the things to be mindful of is that, number one, minorities, particularly Black borrowers, are more likely to feel the long-term stress of the student debt. Well, I shouldn't say just Black borrowers, but minorities in general, Latinos, Black, Asians, who also tend to have a higher percentage of the student loan debt. Student debt also has an impact overall on the individual's well-being. Many of them will stay in an unsatisfactory job simply to make these monthly payments. Individuals with student loan debts, many report the fact that it has contributed to mental health issues, including prolonged stress, anxiety, and feelings of shame. In 2021, a mental health survey indicated that 1 in 14 borrowers experienced suicidal ideation in response to the financial stress of student loans. That's huge. And among borrowers who were unemployed or making less than $50,000 per year, the rate jumped to 1 in 8. Can you imagine that you are seriously considering in ending your life, feeling worthless, feeling depressed because of a student loan debt? Bottom line is most people go to college and get into debt because they want a better life. They're trying to get a better life. So this is really, really concerning. Keep in mind that anything that impacts us psychologically, I cannot stress this enough, will impact you physically. The Network of Public Health Law recently posted information of a 2013 study from Northwestern University determined that feelings of significant indebtedness raise systolic blood pressure, which can increase the risk of hypertension and stroke. More recently, in 2020, 54% of graduates making monthly student loan repayments reported feeling that their careers had been hindered by student loan debt. 25% of them worked outside their chosen field, as I mentioned before, due to ongoing debt obligations. And unfortunately, as mentioned before, this can definitely impact an individual physically. So listen, I'm not going to lie. It would be wonderful if Biden said, that's it, all student loan wiped out. I personally think that's going to happen. With that being said, I would be happy if they just wiped away the interest rate. That's it. Just take away the interest rate. Let me finish paying off my loan. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, with the amount of payments I've made, I have paid off my loan and then some. I really have. And I guarantee you, most student loan borrowers have done the same. So instead of saying we wipe up everything, which would be wonderful, but I doubt that's going to happen, just get rid of the interest rate. And I think that would make a huge difference in many Americans' life. So thank you again for listening to The Critic's Couch. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki, and have a blessed day. And hopefully next time I do this podcast, we have some news finally about what in the world to do with these damn student loans. Have a great day.